Hi, this is Alan, and I'm delighted to be with our friend Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, extraordinary, may I add, and a guy who really knows what he's talking about. And Tim, welcome to the show. We really so appreciate your being on the Congressional Corner.
Oh, it's great to be here, Alan.
Okay, so you're, of course, a great pollster and have your hand on the heartbeat of Massachusetts politics. And there is a governor over there, Governor Baker, in Blue State, Massachusetts, who, knows more about communication because he's a Republican, and yet he does well. So he went into the pandemic pretty high in the polls. Has the pandemic changed anything?
It did. But the question is, how big a change was it? What we saw in polling that Western New England did, as well as Suffolk and UMass Amherst, we saw a dip in Charlie Baker's job approval in the winter. At least UMass Amherst and Western New England did. The UMass polling saw a 16-point drop from 68% in October down to 52% in early March. Western New England, we saw a slightly smaller drop, 6 points, from 68% in the fall down to 62% in March. And the speculation was that it was fallout from Governor Baker's initial handling of the vaccine rollout, which was pretty rocky in January and February. A lot of confusion about eligibility, a lot of difficulty in scheduling appointments. And then Baker turned it around. He set up a statewide pre-registration system, set up some mass vaccination sites, and by all accounts, really improved the state's performance to the point where the state in April was really leading the country among the top states in terms of percent of the population that had been vaccinated, to the point where in early May, President Biden praised Charlie Baker for the work he had done on the vaccine distribution. His quote was, "You've been doing a hell of a job across the board. You really have. Hope that doesn't ruin your reputation," coming from a Democrat. I'm sure the Massachusetts Democratic Party leaders were burying their heads in their hands at that point. It certainly wouldn't help Baker's standing among Republicans, but they're only 10 or 11% of the electorate, and they're not too keen on Baker as it is because of his criticism of former President Trump. But that big middle, that 54-55% unaffiliated vote in Massachusetts, folks here praise for Baker coming from Biden, that can only help the governor.
So a lot of people in Massachusetts, I live in Massachusetts, as you know, wonder whether Governor Baker will run for a third term. He certainly hasn't said. And, some of his predecessors who got elected as Republicans decided they had had enough. You think he runs again?
He has kept these cards very close to the vest. And so we have to look for other indicators. And one is fundraising. And what we've seen is that his fundraising in this spring has been absolutely paltry. He raised $25,000 in March, $9,400 in April. By comparison, April 2017, when he was gearing up to run again, he raised $271,000. He's got about $500,000 in the bank, and he's got a pretty seasoned fundraising operation. If he needed to kick it into high gear, he could. Some speculate that he hasn't been raising money prolifically because of the coronavirus pandemic and not wanting to appear too political during this time. On the other hand, his lieutenant governor, Karen Polito, ended April with $2 million in the bank. The Attorney General, Maura Healey, who has not indicated whether she'll seek another term as Attorney General or run for governor, she has $3.1 million in her campaign treasury right now. So if you were just basing it on fundraising, you'd say Charlie Baker doesn't look like someone who's angling for a third term. But that could change.
Where could he go in Massachusetts? You know, you and I live there. You've got two fairly popular United States senators. That's not open, I don't think. You know, there's nothing else. Could he? And he's already declared himself mildly anti-Trumpian, so he can't run for president, right?
Right, right. He is more of an executive than a legislator. His other public positions have been cabinet posts in the administrations of previous Republican governors. So it's hard to see him being a candidate for the Senate, say when Elizabeth Warren's seat's up in 2024 or Ed Markey's seat is up in 2026. It is conceivable that he could be a cabinet appointee in the Biden administration, particularly when presidents get a couple of years into their term, their initial cabinet appointments may step aside, and Baker would certainly be someone that the Biden administration might look at to continue to push the notion of a bipartisan approach to governing. President Biden isn't having much success with Republicans in Congress, but a moderate Republican like Charlie Baker serving in the cabinet, perhaps as Health and Human Services Secretary, which is his background, late in a first Biden term, that's a possibility.
Okay, so then that leads me to ask you about the Democratic field. What is that looking like? Who wants to run for governor? And why can't Democrats win elections in Massachusetts?
Oh, that is the age-old question, isn't it? The governor's office in Massachusetts typically is not an ideologically charged position. Hence, Republican Chamber of Commerce Republicans tend to be very successful running for the governor's office on platforms of efficiency and service delivery, as well as the more ideologically charged issues that Republicans tend to run on when they're running for the Senate or House. So who's up on the Democratic side? The former state senator Ben Downing from Berkshire County is a declared candidate running, raising money. He's got some work to do. As of the end of April, he only had about $107,000 in his campaign fund. But he is active. He is out there. He is calling out Charlie Baker. The Boston Globe recently did a big investigative piece through their spotlight team of Baker's handling of the Holyoke Soldiers Home and the superintendent's actions that led to a really horrific death toll. 77 residents of the home died of COVID early in the pandemic. Baker previously had distanced himself from the superintendent, and the Globe's reporting indicates that Baker actually was more knowledgeable of the superintendent than he had let on, and that this was, of course, a politically appointed hire. Ben Downing has pushed hard on these allegations, and you can expect that if Baker runs, this will be an important issue for the Democrats. Baker's calling card is competency, the ability to deliver services efficiently and effectively, and the state's management of the Holyoke Soldiers Home really calls all of that into question. So Downing's pushed it hard. You'd expect whoever the Democratic nominee is would push it hard. The dream candidate is Maura Healey, very popular as Attorney General. She has not indicated whether she would run. The other Democrat whom folks talk about is Joe Kennedy III, who gave up his House seat to run against Ed Markey for the Democratic nomination for Senate. He was unsuccessful. And then there are a handful of other Democrats who are taking a look at the race.
Tim Bersalotti, I could listen to you all day long. You are terrific. Tim Bersalotti is director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, and a guy whose class I would like to be in. In any case, Tim, we'll be back the next time, and we'll ask you about Senator Warren and her approach to the Biden administration.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Alan.